Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today it's the House of Ordonaux and we speak to Antoine. Hey Antoine, how's it going?
Hi Max, really good actually. Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. So let's dive into it. What kind of product are we looking at today?
So today we are looking at our quality in between. So it's our extra. So our extra, you know, it's aged between 15 to 20 years in our oak barrel. So we really like it because it's a value for money, you know. A fine product to discover our quality.
Yeah, I noticed that your whole range, I may say, is really value for money.
That's true. So for this cognac, same as all our quality, we are in the Bordeaux. So as I used to say, here the land is shallow, so there is therefore a constancy between the different harvests, both in volume and quality from one year to the next. So this results in very homogeneous batches.
Even under these climate circumstances, you have the same quality and quantity more or less over the years?
No, actually this year was a record. But for the alcohol degree, the power whatsoever, you don't have a really huge change between a year to another. So it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so extra, same as our other alcohol qualities, we have of course a typicality specific to the Bordeaux. And we try to have the same quality, you know, in every batch. So as you said, depend of course of the weather you have and during the year and etc.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have some change, definitely. And it can impact, of course, your quality. So, and yeah, that's why I say we try to have the same quality.
So that means you every year, you, of course, renew your extra quality. And as you said the other day, you are also now looking at no longer using additives for your cognacs, right? So this is your new generation. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is our generation. You know, my cousin, he's 34 years old. My two brothers, they are less than 30. So yeah, we really want to work now like that. But it's going to take some time, but this really is the idea.
Can you explain a little bit what that means? So obviously that extra is, as it's aged 15 to 20 years, it is a blend with some additives, I would assume. That's normal, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's less than 1%, you know. They add only less than 1% of additives. So it's really small, but there will still have some. So
that means today you're looking at additives in a different way. Can you explain a little bit what different additives there are and why you are not using them?
Actually, today, how we, actually, if I can say, compensate, you know, because for example, we still have the question of the color, you know, because we like our, dark color, brown color, gold color. So to obtain that, actually, for the last 5 years, we bought more and more new casks. So new cask barrel, because it was, I don't know, 10 or 15 years that we didn't bought a new cask. So we only use our old cask. For example, when we are making our blend for the extra, we try to use one cask, one new cask, and one old cask. And so like that, you can obtain by the color, but also different taste, you know.
You mean that you first put your new extra blend into the new barrel for, 3 to 6 months or so, if I'm not mistaken, or more? And then in the other one?
Actually, even more. Actually, we use some extra in new cask, some extra in the old cask, and then we're going to blend these two casks.
It's like a wedding. You do mariage then in another one?
Exactly.
Okay, so that means you basically use three barrels, or do you use two barrels and then do the wedding in the older one? Is that how you do it?
So we use two barrels and then for the blending, and when we're going to reduce the product, you know, to obtain a 40 degrees product, that's when there are the two different liquid, two different eau de vie are going to be meeting.
And that takes place in the older barrel then?
Exactly.
Okay, I understand. Just to speak a little bit about avoiding additives. Okay, so this is how you do color. This is how you bring more, I would say, oak flavor also or so into the blend. Yeah. And so that means you will no longer use sugar for your cognacs in the future. Is that your idea?
Yeah, that's the idea. We definitely want to. So today, you know, we still use, as I said, 1%, and we still add 1%. So it's really... Actually, it's really nothing. But we really want to work on that.
I like that you talk about it because not everybody is ready to talk about it. I mean, additives are very normal in the cognac region and in the spirits business, and they're not bad. But it's also interesting and good to try to work without it, you know. So, yeah, I think that's a good point. So can I ask how many different lots do go into the extra? Do you have an idea of what the blend here is?
Actually, it's the same for all our products. We use two barrels, so they are around for the extra. They are around 60 to 68 degrees, and then actually we blend those two barrels, and we always try, you know, to choose the two barrels which are for us the most complementary. So from a visual point of view and for the taste, of course. And when we manage to find those two barrels, then we rectify the blend with osmose water to lower the alcohol level and to soften it, to obtain a cognac around 40 degrees ABV.
It's interesting that you stick with two lots only, because you could also say, yeah, let's take four, let's take five. I mean, I assume you do have some more barrels than two in your cellar, but is it a puristic approach? Do you want to keep it simplistic, or what's the reason?
Not really puristic, it's more by simplicity. Because, you know, we are making only, we are making small batches, and we only need one or two barrels for our batch. So that's how we work, actually. Something really, you know, not too complicated, something really easy. And if you find the, you know, it's the quality, it's good for us, we go.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. You want to talk about the taste a little bit of the extra?
So the extra, it's, of course, it's typical for Modo Borderie. So you're going to have some violet, especially in this one. It's rich in flavor, of course. For the extra, I really like to drink it, you know, with a cup of coffee and some chocolate. It's really nice, actually.
That's a good idea. I'm having sometimes trouble with identifying, you know, velvet and so on in the Borderie cognacs, but I guess I just need to taste more Borderie, and then I will also probably notice one day.
Yeah. For me, I have the violet only after one or two sip, you know. One or two sip, and same on the nose, because you have to, I don't know what we say, but acclimate your nose and your palate for that. But it's really, generally, it's really, it's not on the aftertaste, but really, it's profound, you know. It's something, it's a hint of aroma.
Yeah. Well, fantastic, Antoine. Thank you very much for this tasting and for sharing your extra.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. And have a good day, Antoine. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!